Welcome to the Bundesberg Preview Podcast, a ride on the football fairground. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Bundesberg's Bundesliga Week 2 Preview Podcast. Let's have a quick look, shall we, at the Champions League before we begin. Just review very briefly the Champions League draw. I'm sure you all know the clubs that... the groups that Bundesliga clubs have been drawn into, so there's no point in treading over that. But perhaps we can just quickly take stock. I think that starting with Werder Bremen, who had a fantastic, dramatic victory over Sampdoria, although they really did try their hardest to get knocked out of the Champions League, didn't they? But they managed to squeeze through by coming across a football team that was even more determined to destroy themselves than Werder were. You look at the Werder versus Tottenham Hotspur game and you have to say that both of those games could end up on aggregate. I know they don't do aggregate, but could end up 11-10 or something like that. Tottenham will score goals. I'm sure they'll score goals in the Champions League. Whether they'll defend terribly well, I'm not entirely convinced about. And Bremen, you can definitely say, will score goals and will definitely not defend very well. So that's a mouth-watering set of fixtures between those two teams. I think that they could be classic. Obviously, they've got Inter and Twente. They'll fancy their chances to get to nick second behind Inter. But then I think so will Tottenham. And I think in their own way, so will Twente as well, even though it's their, even though they sort of like play for a somewhat junior league. Anyway, we'll move on to Schalke's group, which is perhaps a little more ambiguous. I don't quite know how Schalke are going to do in the Champions League, because I'm not entirely sure I know how they're going to do in the Bundesliga. They've lost an awful lot of experienced players, and you wonder whether or not they're going to be able to successfully replace them. They've just signed Hans Sarpay from Leverkusen to bolster their defence, so that might help them. But they weren't terribly convincing against Hamburg, were they, last week? And I'm just a bit, well, I say concerned, I'm not overly concerned. But nevertheless, I mean, Lyon, you would think, would go through in that group. And anyone from Benfica, Hapoel and Schalke will think, second could be ours. Although, I mean, if I was a betting man, I'd probably bet on Benfica to go to finish second. And finally, we have Bayern, FC Bayern. Well, yeah, they should make it through. I mean, only Roma are going to really give them any serious trouble. Bale will be their bunnies, to be perfectly honest with you. And although Cluj will be spirited, you would think that Bayern will go through and top that group. Typically, I sort of said this time last year that Bayern were rubbish and they'll never get out of the Champions League group stage. And, you know, they ended up getting to the final. So by me now confidently and stridently predicting that they'll top the group, they'll probably finish fourth and not even qualify for the Europa League. Anyway, let's leave the European nonsense aside and concentrate on the domestic nonsense, which begins on Friday. Kaiserslautern v Bayern Munich, another Friday evening game for FC Bayern. Kaiserslautern, who had an excellent win at the weekend, our 3-1 win at the weekend, are going to be in good form going against Bayern, who also had a decent home win against Steve McLaren's Wolfsburg. So who knows how that one's going to end? Well, we know how it's going to end. It's probably going to end with a Bayern win, isn't it? But I'm looking forward to having a good look at Kaiserslautern for the first time in a very, 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 very long time. Challengers Schalke are at home to Hannover. Now, if they trip up against Hannover, then alarm bells will start to ring, I think. But if they can get past Hannover comfortably, then, you know, they'll be able to put the Hamburg result behind them, I think. Werder Bremen are playing Köln. Assuming that Köln's tactics don't send Bremen to sleep, you would think that Werder will be able to get past them. But who knows? Wolfsburg are entertaining Mainz. Now, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Mainz were super. Superb last week, weren't they? They were absolutely magnificent. I think that that's going to be a really difficult one. We'll see how well Mainz do away from home, but goodness me, a defeat or a draw would put a bit of pressure on McLaren so early in the season, do you not think? I certainly think so. Hamburg will look at Frankfurt at home and think away from home and think that they can do a job there after such a morale boosting start to the season. But I said before I fancy Frankfurt to do something interesting this season. So we'll see. Nuremberg and Freiburg, you know, the battle of the Bergs. I don't know. It's not exactly a 6-pointer, is it? But I mean, I don't think we're expecting too much from them. And Sampoli are at home. Back in the Bundesliga, their first Bundesliga game of the season, at home at the Millerntor. Hoffenheim, the murderers of Werder last week, 4-1. They are their guests. So who knows what's going to happen with that one? It should be a really entertaining game. It's going to be a cracking atmosphere. It's the late Saturday game, not on ESPN in the UK, because they're showing some substandard Premier League match. So if you can find your way to your nearest illegal internet connection, then you should be able to catch that game. And you know, if you do fancy the alternative, you do fancy the different, then you won't get much more alternative and different than Sampoli versus Hoffenheim on a Saturday afternoon, I can tell you. Sunday's action, Bayer Leverkusen have another local derby, localish derby, against Borussia Mönchengladbach at the Bayer Arena, and Stuttgart will host Borussia Dortmund. And Stuttgart and Dortmund have got an awful lot of thinking to do after a disappointing opening week. Anywho, that's that for this time around, so thanks very much for listening. The Bundesbag will have a full review probably Sunday night, Monday morning, but Monday is a bank holiday, so I might well end up leaving it. In fact, yes, you know what, I'm out on Sunday night, so it will probably be Monday morning sometime during the day that I'll publish it, and it may be that I might leave it until everyone's back at work on Tuesday. Anyway, so sorry if it's all a bit sort of like fluid at the moment, but you know how it is. I'm a blogger, I'm not a pro, you know, I do what I want when I want, damn it, hurrah. Okay, thanks very much for listening, all the best, bye-bye. Follow the Bundesbag on Twitter. That's www.twitter.com/Bundesbag.